time for the news dive, taking a bit of a deeper look into some of the stories. I've seen a lot of people talking on Twitter recently about bringing things into the country, you know, using Shein and Temu. But basically, I also saw an article yesterday that says 8,000 South African jobs lost in 4 years, and they are blaming those two online platforms. They say that it could displace up to 35,000 jobs by the end of the decade. And that's research that was conducted in South Africa on behalf of the Localization Support Fund, which obviously is something trying to build up local industries. So it's retail and manufacturing jobs that have been lost in the past 4 years in South Africa. 8,000 of those, they said, ultimately could cost South Africa about 1 billion rand in potential manufacturing sales, which is quite a scary thing, I suppose. But it is one of those consequences of globalization and the fact that we have the internet and you have all of these so-called disruptors that come in and shake up the entire industry. The question, of course, is how do you survive? How do you fight against that? They say that local retailers in South Africa were very upset, claiming that those two online platforms specifically used tax loopholes to flood the local market with products that obviously undercut their pricing. And it was done by sending loads of smaller packages that had lower regulations instead of one big package. You didn't attract as much import duty and tax. But the South African Revenue Service has moved to close those loopholes. And they're imposing the same duties and VAT on any parcels from Shein and Temu. I had to go and pick something up from the post office, the Southern Industrial Depot, and looking at the shelves there, there were just so many packages that had those two companies' names on them waiting on the shelves there to be picked up. And a lot of the people on social media complaining about NAMRA and saying that, you know, they're ordering all these things from overseas because they can get them a lot cheaper and it makes their life a lot easier. But now NAMRA is stepping in and NAMRA is imposing duties and tax on that, which, is fair. Some of those duties, I suppose, like in South Africa with the Localization Support Fund, you're trying to protect local industry. But we also need to think about that in a little way, I suppose. And I mean, it maybe sounds selfish for me to use this platform now to talk about. But just as an example, I need to import climbing shoes, which are highly specialized. They're not manufactured anywhere in Namibia. They're not even manufactured anywhere in South Africa. And they're very, very difficult to manufacture. And then the import duty that are imposed on those because they are shoes, and apparently we manufacture shoes in Namibia. So yeah, I mean, there is a little bit of a give and take that needs to come into play, I suppose, with, yes, NAMRA needs to be able to put duties on these things. You can't just bring products in because, like we see in South Africa, they can actually destroy. We don't have that many manufacturing jobs necessarily, but we've got a lot of retail jobs, and we'd hate for, retailers to go bust and all of those jobs to just disappear and loads of people to be unemployed. It is one of those, like I say, it's a new problem that the world faces, that you have these disruptors and now countries have to figure out how to deal with them. It would be interesting to see if we had any statistics like that. What are the value of things that come into the country via those online platforms? And, you know, would we be facing a similar kind of bloodbath in Namibia if we don't do something about it?